Good morning, Knicks fans.
What's up,
everybody?
I'm Danny B.
Danny B.
It's the Morning Drive.
It's the Morning Drive. We're talking Knicks.
So about last night, we're in Brooklyn. We're playing the Nets. Same five starters as the game before. Sims and Cam in that starting lineup. And like the game before, Sims comes out with a block right off the bat. But unlike the last game, our shots just not falling at all. Ed Sumner, a guy who averages single digits on the Nets, looking like an all-star. He hit three threes in the first there. Durant shooting over Cam Reddish with ease. And we're down 16 already after the first. And we come out in the second. We see a couple shots fall, but the Nets just go on another run. Seth Curry now getting going. They're shooting 55%. We got seven turnovers, which doesn't help our case whatsoever. And we're down 25 now at the half. 44-69. And this is a tough game to watch. We were down double digits from the get-go, you know. And we come into the third, nothing changes at all. We see Randle trying to play a little bit of defense on Kevin Durant, but Durant just shoots a three right in his face. I mean, deflating, right? Just deflating. We saw Fournier throw an alley-oop up to Sims. Sims had a block right after it. Those were the highlights in the third. That was it. We cut it down to 21 as we go into the fourth quarter, but again, our shooting woes continue. Quick, 0 for 6 from deep in that fourth quarter. We hit 14 points in the fourth. Just clearly did not want the game the whole way. The whole way. You know, 14 points in that fourth quarter. I don't know if I just said that or not, but I'm saying it again because it's just so abysmal. You know, it's just we forced so much. We didn't pick our spots. We didn't give enough effort on D. We didn't match the energy that the Nets brought with. We could keep going on and on and on. We end up losing the game. 112-85 final score. We lost by 27. And it is what it is. You know, you just can't make those games a habit. You got to move on. Got to have a short-term memory. I don't want to see that shit again. I really don't. And the worst part about the game last night is we were losing the entire way. We knew it was a lost cause. And then we see Quentin Grimes come in. Come on. What do we need to see him for? We know what it is with him, right? Obviously, he's got something really wrong with his foot, whether it's plantar fasciitis or not. He's got something wrong with it. So to play him for a couple of minutes one game, to the point where it aggravates an injury and now he can't play the next two games, to play him again for a couple of minutes, to then not play him for the next two, what are we doing? Shut him down. Shut him down till after the holidays. See how it gets better then. Give him at least 2 months rest. You know, with injuries like that, right, you rest for a couple of days, you stay off it, it feels fine. You want to go out and ball. As soon as you put pressure on it, you're aggravating the injury because it never fully healed. Just let it fully heal. The kid's young. Let him get back on his grind. Let him get back to where he's comfortable. We need him. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm looking for. Friday night, we got the Pistons at home. Friday night, Knicks. Friday night, Kith. Dropping some new jerseys, probably reminiscent of those 99 unis. So I'm here for that. You know they're going to be dropping some merch. I'm curious to see what everything looks like. I'm sure it'll look sharp, although our game on the court does not. So that's what I got. I hope you guys are enjoying the week. Have a great weekend, and I'll definitely talk to y'all soon. Be good. Peace.